Though it's nothing like last winter so far, it's turned cold in the north of the country with high demands on the U.S. power system. And nearly 40% of that electricity still comes from coal. But coal produces greenhouse gases that lead to global warming and other types of dangerous air pollution. So around the country, dozens of coal-fired power plants are racing to comply with new EPA rules to keep the neurotoxin mercury out of the air. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier got an inside look at one of these plants in Pennsylvania.
An hour east of Pittsburgh, the Homer City Generating Station rises like a cathedral out of a valley in Indiana County. You can see its smokestacks and hourglass-shaped cooling towers from miles around. Standing at the foot of one of those smokestacks, Todd Kohlross barks out a few orders for a small group of visitors.
We are going on an active power plant and a construction site. If I ask you guys to move to one area, please do it. Don't argue with me, just do it.
Kohlross is managing the construction project to put new pollution controls in at Homer City. Total cost, $750 million. Why so expensive? James Shapiro is a vice president at GE Energy Financial Services, which owns the plant.
So when you ask, like, how expensive, why it's so expensive, I mean, just look at the size of this project.
Yeah, the size of this project. Todd Kohlross points to metal air ducts sitting on the ground. They'll handle the exhaust for the new scrubber system. They're just like the ductwork that pushes air around your house, but they're so big, your house could actually fit inside these air ducts.
That guy down there weighs about 325,000 pounds. That one there weighs about 310,000 pounds.
These ducts will handle the airflow out of the plant's boilers, which burn coal to create electricity. They're big, too, the size of small office buildings.
It's not like you're take your furnace and put it on steroids. You're trying to heat your house. We're trying to take care of 2 million homes. So there's a big difference.
2 million homes. That's how many buildings Homer City can power when it's running at full capacity. Electricity streams out of the plant north to New York State and into the Mid-Atlantic grid that powers Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and Chicago. The new equipment is needed because of clean air rules the Obama administration imposed on the coal industry. These include the cross-state air pollution rule and the mercury and air toxic standards. Though the Supreme Court sent the mercury rule back to the EPA, it's still the law of the land. It's one reason why 200 old coal plants have decided to close. James Shapiro said Homer City faced a crossroads when the new rules were announced.
You know, you didn't have much choice. You either put on the pollution controls or you stop running.
So what does it take to keep 100,000 tons of pollution out of the air? To find out, you've got to take a bit of a hike.
Okay, we're climbing up 6 flights of stairs.
I'm feeling it.
You okay?
We're heading into one of the scrubber units, or technically, the novel integrated desulfurization units. Sulfur in the coal is a big cause of pollution. To take the sulfur out, Homer City is putting in thousands of air filters. Kohlross takes me to a room where there are hundreds of holes in the floor.
These holes are where all the bags are going to slide in.
Inside each hole will go long tubes covered with fabric bags. They're basically supersized shop vac filters. The way it works is simple high school chemistry. The coal exhaust is acidic, so the plant will spray it with an alkaline powder. The powder will absorb the pollution and particulates in the exhaust, and the filters, or bags, catch the powder.
And you got 40,000 between the two units, 40,000 bags. So all the particulate that we collect from the flue gas, anyways, comes into these bags.
The pollution goes into the landfill instead of our lungs. All told, more than 90% of the pollution that would have gone into the air will get taken out of the plant's smokestacks. Kohlross exits the building and reflects on the project.
The timetable on this thing was really tight, and the teamwork was incredible. I had my doubts that we were going to make the deadlines when we first started this project, but it surpassed any expectations I had, and it was quite the joy to work on. Best project I've ever been on.
The plant is on schedule to meet its final deadline of April. There's one small problem, though. Those new filters don't take out carbon dioxide, the main culprit in global warming. And the EPA plans to limit carbon dioxide emissions from coal plants. So just in case, Homer City is applying for permission to use cleaner burning natural gas. I'm Reed Frazier.
Reed Frazier reports for the Allegheny Front. And by the way, as Professor Tony Ingraffia explained earlier in the show, factor in the leaks that happen throughout the natural gas process, and it may not be such a clean fuel after all.